speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
And by way of review, I call your attention again to Paul's admonition given to the Ephesians. Neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4, verse 27. There is so much that's suggested in those six words. We need to never forget that Satan can get a place in a person's life, and he wants that place, and he's going all out to get it. But he cannot get it unless you give it to him. In addition to the things that were mentioned in our previous two lessons, we want to suggest some other ways that Satan is giving a place in a man's life. And remember that, neither give place to the devil. Through wrong attitudes, Satan is given place. Someone has said, attitudes determine altitudes. And certainly no one ever rises any higher than his thoughts. We're told in Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, one might not always be what he thinks he is, but what he thinks, he is. Our souls are dyed the color of our thinking. We are what we have been thinking about all day. For that reason, the Holy Spirit informed through Solomon, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. And Jesus said, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Matthew 15:19. And he said, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12, verse 34. So, friends, so much depends upon the attitude of heart. I know of nothing more basic than the thing we call attitude. Things either make one bitter or make one better. And that depends upon his attitude. A person is either optimistic or pessimistic. It depends on his attitude. And if Satan can make us disgruntled, soured, critical, pessimistic, he gets a foothold. He begins to conquer us. What kind of attitude do you have? What's your attitude toward God? What's your attitude toward the Word of God? What's your attitude toward the commandments of the Lord? What's your attitude toward the church that Jesus died to establish? What's your attitude toward your fellow man? Or even, what's your attitude toward yourself? How do you react to certain situations? Do you fret and frown and fume and fuss because things don't go your way? Are you prone to retaliate? Do you build up resentment within your heart toward some fellow man? What attitude do you have when you're corrected of some fault? Do you become disgruntled, mad, or glad that someone has pointed out your mistakes? Does your pride or your prejudice keep you from taking advice? If so, through a wrong attitude, you may be giving place to the devil. When you hear something that is contrary to what you have formerly believed, what's your attitude then? Do you very quickly discard that former belief that was incorrect? Or do you very quickly study to see how you can answer the truth with the error that's in your life? The Bible says that the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Acts 17, verse 11. What a noble attitude these Bereans had. Is that your attitude? Is it possible that you might have been wrong in your belief? The Lord said in Mark 4, verse 24, take heed what you hear. Luke 8, verse 18, he said, take heed therefore how you hear. So could it be that Satan has been given a place in your life through an attitude of prejudice? Ephesians 4, 27, neither give place to the devil. But sadly, through wrong attitude, some are giving place to the devil. And again, some give place to the devil through a display of temper. The Lord said, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Ephesians 4:26-27. It is through anger that many give place to the devil. An angry mind is the devil's workshop, not an idle mind, maybe it is too, but an angry mind is certainly the devil's workshop. Someone has made the wise observation, anger is an acid that will do more damage to the vessel in which it is stored than anything on which it is poured. And someone else has well said, when you give someone a piece of your mind, you lose your peace of mind, P-E-A-C-E. When you give someone a piece of your mind, you lose your peace of mind. And how true. We never weather the storm by storming out at the weather. We cannot get things across by becoming cross and irritated and irritable. Anything that can be accomplished through anger can be better accomplished through some other way. Attempting to do something while angry is like putting to sea in a storm. The wise man of old said, Ecclesiastes 7:9, "Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools." What foolish people, when they through anger, give place to the devil. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls, Solomon said in Proverbs 25:28. On the other hand, as he says in Proverbs 16:32, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Do you realize that anger is only one letter short of danger? And not only is this true in spelling, but it's true in living life. Every time a man is angry, he's in grave danger. I've known of men's cursing when they were angry. Who wouldn't think of cursing when they were not upset? There are those who are destructive of property, who inflict bodily harm on others when they are mad, but who are completely calm at other times. I've known of people who have actually done damage to their own house by being so angry they just simply rammed their fist through the sheetrock, or they tore down a door, all in their anger. There are those who are destructive. And Solomon's right when he said, "Anger resteth in the bosom of fools." Let's not give Satan a place through the displaying of our temper and through losing control of our emotions and getting angry. The Lord said in Luke 21:19, "In your patience possess your souls." And how we need patience, lest we let Satan take over and destroy us. He's working hard on our emotions, our attitude. But we can resist the devil, James says, and he'll flee from us. Well, there's another way that people give place to the devil, and that's through the misuse of the tongue. Solomon said in Proverbs 10:19, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." Then the opposite in Proverbs 21:23, or rather the same teaching, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." And our Lord said in Matthew 12:36-37, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." James tells us in James 3:6, "The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell." what a terrible tool the tongue can be in the hand of the devil. It can be an unruly evil full of deadly poison, James 3, verse 8. The tongue is a member of the body, and it's up to us to control that member. It has no mind of its own. It becomes a tool of our mind, which controls it, for it's out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaketh, Matthew 12, 34. And just think of all the uses that has been made of the tongue. Lying, gossiping, slander, profanity, blasphemy, sharp criticism. The tongue must be carefully guarded. And may we say with David in Psalms 141, verse 3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Or as it said in Job 40, verse 4, I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. The Bible tells us that there is a time to keep silence and a time to speak, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 7. And may God help each of us to know when to speak and when to keep quiet. Maybe it's not an easy task, but we need to study to be quiet, as is told in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11. The psalmist declared, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me, Psalm 39, verse 1. And again, I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress, Psalm 17, verse 3. And Ecclesiastes 5 says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Well, as Paul said to the Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. Friend, don't give place to the devil through any of these ways we've looked at today. But resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And as you draw nigh to God and draw nigh to his word and are obedient to that word, you can resist the devil. You can have the victory that overcomes the world that comes through faith.